This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow just days after President Trump said peace talks with them were dead. Julie Walker reports.
A Taliban official says the group's negotiating team is now in Russia, just days after President Trump declared a deal he had been making was dead. The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will hold talks next week to try to break the Brexit impasse as both sides seek to avert what could be a disastrous no-deal departure. Johnson says Friday that he is not wavering on leaving the EU.
I certainly won't be deterred by anybody from our goal of coming out of the EU on October the 31st, which is, I think, what the people of this country want us to do, and they want us to get Brexit done.
However, Juncker told a German radio station that he was hoping for some alternative proposals, but he wasn't optimistic at resolving the stalemate. Kenya has become the third African country to roll out the world's first malaria vaccine. Young children in 8 western Kenyan counties will receive the vaccine developed by British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. Africa continues to bear the greatest brunt of malaria globally, and the introduction of the vaccine in parts of Africa is seen as a possible game changer in fighting the disease. The World Health Organization says Africa accounts for 90% of malaria cases and deaths globally. This is VOA. China's